The word thanks has a very, very deep meaning. You know, in our prayer life, even during the prayer meeting, we use the word hallelujah, right? The word hallelujah throughout in the book of Psalms and also in our liturgy, that word hallelujah is very, very significant. What is the meaning of the word hallelujah? If you want to know the meaning of the word hallelujah, the simple meaning is in the last book, the last chapter of the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, and the last verse, the book of Psalms ends with the word hallelujah. And what is the meaning of the word hallelujah? If you open your Bible to Psalm 150, which is the last Psalm, the word hallelujah means everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Or in other words, with every breath, let us praise the Lord. A very beautiful, meaningful word, hallelujah. In fact, all the words of praise, adoration are translated, but the word hallelujah is not translated. It is kept in the Hebrew original. Today we will try to understand the word hallelujah, and also we will try to understand the significance of that word. How beautiful is that word? What is the meaning of the word hallelujah? With every breath that I take, let me thank you, Lord, and let me praise you, Lord. By the way, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should know that those of us who believe in Jesus and in the Bible has a very, very beautiful tradition. And what is that tradition in the Bible? The people who developed this book, the Bible, had one strange practice, and that practice became a spirituality. And what was that? They learned to praise, thank God at every moment of their lives. Yes, I repeat, the strange and the surprising spirituality of the people who lived the book of the Psalms was that they praised and thanked God in every moment of their lives. Now let us try to understand what do they mean. You will be happy and grateful and thank God when everything goes well. No, the Bible and the people who believed in the Bible, the Hebrew people, they had not one moment where they did not praise God. I will give you a number of examples. From the time a Jewish man or a woman woke up, he woke up with the words, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation." Are these words familiar with you? We say it during Mass. Blessed are you when the priest raises the bread and the wine. Blessed are you. No, it is not only during the Mass. The Jews use the word at every moment of the day and of the night. And I will give you a few examples how important this word hallelujah and the spirituality of giving thanks in all situations. So you may have read the book of Job, right? So when Job had everything that he wanted, he had money, he had children, he had property, he was famous. What was his prayer? Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you read the book of Job, God takes away everything. He takes his family, he takes his property, he takes his health, he takes away his riches. And what is the prayer of Job? The same prayer, blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is the beauty of the people of the Bible, that no matter what happened to them, they praised and thanked God, right? And the prayer of Job is very beautiful. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will go. Blessed be the name of the Lord, or hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, today in this teaching, we will learn to live this attitude of gratitude. My dear brothers and sisters, the Christian people following the Bible are a people who live the hallelujah. So hallelujah is not only a word, it is not only a prayer, but it is a attitude. It is something that comes from within. My dear sisters and brothers, I will give you two simple examples from the tradition of the church and from the Bible, that when a person is at his lowest, when a person is at his weakest, and when a person looks completely finished, in the Bible, this attitude of praise is a difference between a Christian and somebody who doesn't believe in God and the Bible. Let me share with you, we priests and religious, in the morning and evening and seven times a day, we pray the liturgy of the hours. It is known as the divine office. And when we priests pray the divine office, the evening prayer of the church, okay, we end, or one part of the evening prayer, we sing every evening the song of Mary from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. The song of Mary, it ends with praise and thanksgiving. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, as I prayed my evening divine office, I also prayed, like the whole church prays, this passage from the Bible. It is nice for us to reflect. You have prayed this prayer of praise so many times, but today we will understand a little bit more about that prayer. Mary, the moment she realized that she was going to be the mother of God, she burst into a song of praise. She thanked God, and that is known as the Magnificat. What is the Magnificat? The first words of the song of Mary in Luke chapter 1, beginning 45 onwards. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit magnifies, exalts, praises God. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to reflect with me on this song of Mary. Mary praised and thanked God at the time where she was scared, where any Jewish woman who was found pregnant before marriage would certainly be stoned to death. If any Jewish woman was given the news that you have been found pregnant and you are not a married person, it was a death sentence. Can you imagine Mary, the little girl, yet to enter into marriage, having received the news that she would become the mother of God, sings a song of praise when actually any of us, any girl, any human person in that situation would have been fearful, would have been scared. My dear brothers and sisters, when everything is going wrong, when everything is terrible, when everything is miserable, the people of the Bible sing the Alleluia, sing the song of praise. Like Job, when everything is taken away, they thank and they praise God. My dear brothers and sisters, this is what we celebrate in the Bible, in the liturgy, and at every prayer meeting. And this is the characteristic of the Catholic charismatic renewal. Whenever you get the time, I'll invite you to read the song of Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 45 to 55. But before you read that song, you must also read the song of another woman in the Bible who was blessed with a child. Because Mary's song is patterned on another song in the Old Testament. And that song gives us why we must thank and praise God. Why should we thank and praise God even when we are in need, even when we are troubled? I want you, whenever you get the opportunity during the week, to read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 to 10. It's a story of a young woman who is barren, who is in great pain because she is childless. And when she is blessed with the news of a child, she, Hannah, is blessed with a child, Samuel. She bursts into a song, and Mary picked up this song for her song. But in that song, in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 to 10, anyone who praises God should understand why we praise God, why we thank God. Even when you are sick, even when you are tired, even when you are poor, even when you are suffering, why should we thank and praise God? It tells us that when we thank and praise God, we put the focus on God. My soul magnifies the Lord. Mary puts the spotlight not on her problems, not on her fear, but praise immediately turns our gaze towards God. My spirit exults in God, my Savior, that God is going to save me. It doesn't matter if the situation of the coronavirus is troubling me. It doesn't matter if there is fear in my heart. It doesn't matter if I am jobless. The very fact that I thank and praise God, the focus shifts from myself to God. Hallelujah. And that is the beauty of the word hallelujah. It simply means, Lord, it doesn't matter what is happening in my life, but you are working in my life. All throughout the Gospel of Luke, you will find people praising and thanking God. The angels at Christmas, you will find the shepherds praising and thanking God. But you also find in the Acts of the Apostles, you will find the apostles when they are in jail, when they are in prison, when their hands and feet are tied, what do? They start praising and thanking God. Praising and thanking God. And this is the best part about prayer life, that when you and I start praising and thanking God, God is able to work powerfully in our lives. Today's first reading, or today's brother Titus was mentioning about the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, taken from the second part of Isaiah, that is Isaiah chapter 40. It begins with two repetitive words, which is the theme of Advent. Comfort, comfort my people. Today, if you have gone for Mass, or if you open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 1 and 2. 1, comfort, comfort my people. The Hebrew word that is used for comfort is the word naham. Naham. Naham means, what do you think? Comfort, comfort my people. The word naham means taking a deep breath. Taking a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let it go. That is the meaning of comfort in the Bible. The same word for hallelujah. With every breath, praise and thank the Lord. And whenever we praise and thank God, it is like taking a deep breath where your whole nervous system, your body and mind is recharged. That is what God did to his people when they were at their lowest point, when they were defeated in exile, they were slaves, they were poor, they were absolutely shattered. My dear brothers and sisters, God can do great things for us if we take the courage to praise and thank God. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, Mary is a great model of thanking and praising God. Her song, the Magnificat, tells us that those who are rich, those who are well-fed, those who are influential, Luke chapter 1, Magnificat, have nothing to praise God. Those who are influential, those who are powerful, those who are prosperous because of their own merits have no need to praise God, but the poor, the suffering, the lowly, and anyone in need who can take the name of the Lord, these people are blessed. My dear brothers and sisters, today let us begin that attitude which is part of the Christian life. What is that Christian life? The early Christians were known by two things. One was their love for one another, and secondly, the Christian people were known as the Alleluia people. The Christian people sang praises. They thanked the Lord. They praised the Lord even when they were led to their death. You had so many Christian martyrs who, instead of crying, instead of cursing, instead of weeping, while they were led to the gallows, they praised and they thanked God. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a great time for us. 2020 has been a remarkable year. I would like you to join Mary and the church every evening as we pray the Magnificat. You also can take everything that has happened in this year. It could be the coronavirus. It could be the lockdown. It could be number of experiences that you have had. Take that experience and say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I praise you and I worship you. Praise must have a reason. That is very important. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, today as we stand on the threshold of a new year, 2021, the rest of the days of this 2020, if you and I can spend in praise and thanksgiving, beginning from today, it will be a great beginning and a great start for the new year. Can you tell me, if praise and thanksgiving is the attitude of a Christian, what is the opposite of praise and thanksgiving? What is the opposite of praise and thank you? What is it? I'm sure it is the attitude of grumbling. It is the attitude of complaining. It is the attitude of always whispering something negative. That is not a Christian. In fact, Pope Francis says that if you are a Christian with a long face, with a sour face, with a grumbling attitude, you and I cannot be called a Christian. And that is very true, in fact. If we have the attitude of all the time grumbling, complaining, arguing, being miserable about little things of life, we rob God's spirit and God's grace from working into our life. And so this evening, I invite you to begin on a note of thank you and praise you. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus, if you have to summarize the gospel, left us a beautiful teaching of the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes tells us, no matter what hopeless situation you are in, you are blessed. You are blessed. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who suffer. Blessed are those who mourn. There is no situation in the world for which you cannot thank and praise God. In every situation, if you are able to see God in your place, in your shoes, sitting next to you and suffering with you, that is enough for you to praise and thank God. Today, you also can say that if I am suffering, if I am sad, if I am in need of a job, I am truly blessed because in this situation, God is going to enter into my life. Whenever you can, my dear brothers and sisters, pray the Alleluia prayer. But for us to know the meaning of Alleluia is very important. Psalm 150 and the last verse of the book of Psalms. Every breath, everything that has breath, let us praise the Lord. With every breath, let me praise the Lord. Let this be our prayer, that we will be an Alleluia people, that we will be a people of praise, and we will be a people like Mary, rejoicing, being happy, even when things are not so good. So let us spend a little time just praising and thanking the Lord. Just praying the word hallelujah. Or you can just with every breath just say thank you Jesus. Praise you Jesus. And as you say thank you Jesus, praise you Jesus, I invite you to recall any problem that you are facing, any situation that you are praying about. You may find a difficult marriage, or you will be in a situation of financial trouble, or you may be facing some severe mental stress. Place it before Jesus and let us spend a little time in saying hallelujah Lord, praise you Jesus, thank you Lord, hallelujah Lord,
praise you God,
praise you Jesus. Come on my dear brothers and sisters, let us praise him, let us thank him, because that will open the door for the Spirit to work in your life. Hallelujah Lord, thank you Lord, praise you Jesus, hallelujah. Take the word hallelujah and Jesus, thank you Lord, hallelujah Lord. Come on my dear brothers and sisters,
hallelujah.
Let us lend our praise to God. Praise you Jesus, thank you Lord,
thank you
Jesus, thank you Lord, praise you Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I would like to end with a small prayer. It's a simple prayer that you can make every day. It is known as the prayer for a thank you heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have given us so much in life. We also ask you for the gift of a thankful heart. Only a thankful heart will be able to understand the blessings that we have received. Lord, we don't want anything else but a thankful and a grateful heart. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.